We had Ryan Clady in here for a couple days and really impressed with him as a person. Obviously, a left tackle that we think is an excellent athlete that'll fit into our scheme extremely well. And felt very fortunate he was there. Yeah, he'll start at left offensive tackle the day he comes in. That was a pretty simple one. There'll be some competition, obviously. We got Ryan Harris that could play both sides. We got Cooper that can play inside and outside. So we have a little depth, a little bit more depth at that offensive line position. But we really felt, going into this draft, when you take a look at our tackle position, you got Ryan Harris that had surgery on his back last year. You know, he came back very good, very quickly. So he's got a big upside there. We felt like we needed more depth on the right side, along with Eric Pears, a guy like Mark Cooper, who has the ability to play both inside and outside. The one thing about that offensive line, it's hard to get people in the latter rounds and expect them to come into play. Every once in a while, you get lucky, like we did last year with Cooper. He came in and played extremely well for a fifth-round draft choice a couple years ago, and very pleased with him. But to get a guy like this who we had as a top tackle after long, we felt, as I said, pretty lucky for him to be there.
What did you learn about him when he came in, intelligent-wise, his ability to grasp what you were trying to do?
Well, you obviously go through everything. You know, we go through football. We sit down with him and get a chance, get a feel on what type of guy he is. We go through a lot of football, obviously. We get an idea on how he reacts to certain situations, how he understands pass protections, running schemes, and a guy that was very impressive.
Mike, how much did it make a difference that Boise State plays a zone blocking scheme that might help him walk right into the
starter? Well, you could. The thing that impresses you is his feet. I haven't been around a tackle that has that type of feet. You know, he's got the longest arms in the draft. You know, here's a guy that's 6'6". 315 pounds, 320 pounds. He's got excellent feet. You don't find that very often. That's why, you know, he's predicted to go as high as 5, and the average was 8. And I really didn't think he was going to be there. You know, there's a few excellent tackles in this draft. I'll be surprised if 6 guys don't go in the first round. Obviously, because they're needed. It's hard to play this game without protection. And I think there'll be at least 6 guys that go. You know, I didn't, but we've got our scouts that, you know, talk to everybody. You know, we spent a lot of time investigating these guys and going over character and obviously what they think about this guy. But it didn't take a genius to figure out that this guy had great feet, and we're happy to have him. Well, I had, just going in today with some of the things that occurred, you know, just talking to different people this morning, I had a gut that a few guys might be there. And I wasn't sure if it was going to happen because you got to keep your fingers crossed. But fortunately, he was there.
Did you take about 2 or 3 minutes?
Well, we wrote it down right away.
Yeah. No issue, no phone calls, nothing on the line with anybody?
Oh, yeah, there's always phone calls. Yeah. Always phone calls. Well, you know, when a person has feet like that, it's hard to change people's quickness, their ability to react. He can do both. That's one of the reasons why we're going to put him in there at the left tackle position to start with, and we'll see if he can keep it. Now he's going to have some competition with guys like Ryan Harris, who can play either way. Ryan might be on the right side, competing with Eric. Cooper now can go inside and outside. We have a little bit more flexibility than we've had in the past. No, we weren't. We could adjust it back in the second round, like I shared with you guys yesterday. There's a lot of different directions you could go because you're not really sure what's going to happen. We could have had our 3 top tackles off the board and we would have went a different direction. But we had 3 guys in there that we thought were legitimate left tackles that could play and play well.
Did you have all 3 rated for the 12th?
Did we have them rated?
All 3 of them?
Sure. So you were capable of it. Anything else? Okay.